Maine real estate headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches Maine online database for municipal property data. Vision Government Solutions provides a centralized portal where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals in ME can access localized property records across municipalities to support valuations, listings, and due diligence. Visit http.vgsi.com's Maine online database // to select your municipality and explore available property data. Maine real estate headlines. Building permit requirements for ME land, soil tests, paperwork, and FAQs explained. A guide covering the paperwork needed, soil tests required, and frequently asked questions for obtaining a building permit on vacant land or property acreage in Maine. Real estate professionals in ME need to advise clients accurately on permitting timelines and requirements that can delay or derail land transactions and development deals. Review the full FAQ before your next land listing or buyer consultation. /moorsrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit for your Maine land or lot /. Maine real estate headlines. Commission fee changes show minimal impact on Maine real estate market so far. A shift in how commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. Maine real estate professionals can monitor local market conditions without overreacting to national commission structure shifts. Read agent perspectives on how commission changes are playing out across Maine at themainemonitor.org/realestatecommission-changes/. Maine real estate headlines. Ellsworth Permit Portal streamlines construction and waterfront development approvals. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures close to water through its municipal services portal. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand Ellsworth's permit requirements to accurately advise clients on project timelines, waterfront restrictions, and development feasibility in this growing Hancock County market. Review permit types and application procedures at the source URL before listing or developing properties in Ellsworth. Maine real estate headlines. Maine Real Estate Commission drops to 3% following NAR settlement. The Real Estate Commission in Maine has dropped to 3% after the NAR settlement, with sellers no longer obligated to cover the buyer's agent fee, which is now negotiable. Maine real estate professionals must adapt their commission structures and client conversations as buyer agent compensation shifts from a seller-paid standard to a directly negotiable arrangement. Review your buyer representation agreements and commission disclosure practices ahead of 2026. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of ME cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.